All right, welcome back to the Financial Insider. To pick up where we left off, we were discussing Social Security and basically the myriad of options that it represents. I think in the second half of the show, what we really want to do is kind of talk about how the safe and secure money system dovetails into Social Security planning. Because we want to create an awareness that a lot of the time people make decisions on how to take Social Security due to a lack of information on how they, what options are available to them for their other assets. And I think that's where we're going to pick up right here and say, you know, I know of many situations where people don't touch assets and they take their Social Security early because they don't want to spend down others or subject them. Mm-hmm. And then they go and they put their money in, you know, a CD or something safe and they live on a reduced amount. But what if you could show somebody a way to have the best of both worlds? Yeah. You know, I'll spend this asset down knowing that I can't really lose it because it's safe and secure. And then meanwhile, I'll let my other benefit that's guaranteed by the U.S. government to accrue at a much higher rate. And then I'll flip the switch on that. So, you know, Dan, Eric, you know, jump in here because I've introduced the concept of you really have to, in order to make an informed decision on Social Security, you need to really understand the options available to you. And what I'm talking about is the option that most people don't even take into consideration that they're entitled to use, which is the safe and secure money system.
Yep.
Yeah. Like you just said there, Mark, most people are entitled to being able to use a system that they may not understand is already out there and ready for them to use.
Yeah.
You know, and the safe and secure money system enables them to take assets that are already under their umbrella, it's in their portfolio, mm-hmm. and simply reposition them, take them out of one pocket, put it into another, and create a guaranteed stream of income in retirement.
In addition to that, Eric, is that maybe not even just create an additional stream of income, but to provide a guaranteed benefit for a long-term care scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, just by positioning these things and restructuring, you know, the safe and secure money system has a solution for that. And most people don't have that. And then they expose themselves. I mean, I know we're going through that right now in our family with a family member that is, you know, we're looking at options for this person, but there's no plan in place. And there was no plan in place. And this happened 30 years ago. And like we talked about, decisions that are made 30 years ago, you don't think about them until they're right on you today. And mm-hmm. then it's a big panic.
Right.
You know, I equate it to this. You know, you're driving your car, and all of a sudden you look down at your odometer and say, oh my gosh, I'm 30,000 miles over on my car lease. How did that happen? What time flies? I didn't even bother to look because it wasn't a problem today.
Right.
So the thing of it is the point of this show, folks, is to get people thinking today about the stuff that isn't maybe not going to happen today. Maybe 10, 15, 20 years down the road. But think about them. I mean, right. People don't make decisions about their financial future until really they're forced to in many cases. And by that time, it can be too late.
Would you say that it's fair to say that the sooner you start, the easier the changes are, the smaller the changes need to be?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's course corrections, you know, way, 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 way away from the destination are much easier than when you're sitting right on top of it.
Yeah, and you just hit on a good point there. You know, what we usually do with our clients at the Novus Financial Group is make small tweaks to what they're already doing.
Right.
You know, a lot of folks already have a good idea of what they need to do for their retirement.
Yeah.
But they're not necessarily maximizing it or planning on events that could happen that could really hurt what they're doing right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that from a financial perspective, it's much like a health perspective, a wellness perspective in retirement. You know, you see people that save, they do all the right things, and guess what? One spouse gets some sort of affliction that just drains the financial, you know, resources yep. of the partnership or marriage. And the reality of it is nobody planned on that. Nobody deserves that in life. So, you know, again, why not take measures that don't cost you anything? You know, avail yourself of what the tax code has allowed you to do. It doesn't cost you anything to call us and let us help you make the right decision or one way or the other. But the problem is doing nothing. and not knowing.
It's Eric, you've said this several times on other shows. It's not reworking the engine. It's not rebuilding the engine. It's making small tweaks to make sure that that engine never fails, right?
Right. It's simply repositioning, you know, and taking advantage of opportunities that you are entitled to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you do these small reallocations or repositioning, you can create long-term benefits for yourself and also hedge yourself against a lot of risk in the Wall Street casino.
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to do, you know, to benefit from the solutions and the tools that are available to everybody that you may not know about and that we've been working with for years years.
To that point, I was, you know, I didn't really know of the options that the Safe and Secure Money System offers until I had been in this line of work for nearly a decade. And so, you know, oftentimes it's not when, if you're working with a financial professional, it's not that they're intentionally misleading you. It's they may simply just don't know. The universe of financial knowledge is significantly big.
Yes.
And so the problem is finding the right, it's like finding the right doctor, you know, many times is that you've got to find somebody that works well with you in your situation and can bring the right solution to bear. And I think that a lot of the times some people have a philosophy and they don't continue wanting to learn. And that's what their clients get.
Or their companies limit them to the solutions they can use. That, you know, that a lot of those solutions are there and provided because of the fees that are associated with them.
It's an unfortunate circumstance that many advisors are not really able to be independent in their thinking and offering to their clients because for whatever reason, they've chosen to get themselves working with a company or a back office that limits what they want to do, and that's not always in the client's best interest.
But you brought up a good topic, that how vast the world of financial information is, and it's even bigger now with the internet, right? Because everybody can just it's at their fingertips. They type something in, and they can read 1,000 different articles or 1,000 different opinions about one topic. And I mean, how many times have you guys had somebody come in the office that you're meeting with and they ask you questions about, I read this on the internet or I saw this on
every
the internet,
everybody does.
Yeah, everybody every day.
Some of them are right, some of them are wrong, but the fact is, if you read something on the internet, it's probably a one size fits all, right? They're not speaking to your specific
probably
situation.
Probably not. I mean, how can you, you can't sell,
right,
you know, books and audio tapes and radio shows, you know, if to customize audience. However, Dan, I think that getting back to what we're talking about here is that there's so many what we'll call advisors that, you know, some of them may necessarily have a title of an advisor, but maybe they're more of just a salesperson.
Mm-hmm.
And that is problematic in this industry. And I think that one of the key things that the listening public needs to understand is, if you're working with a financial professional, you have to understand, are they truly independent? Can they make their own decisions to determine from that vast pool of financial offerings and knowledge what is best for their clients? Or are they being taught a process to sell a product that benefits the company they work for?
Right. Right.
So that is really, and Novus FG, you know, one of the things we've all been through as advisors, everybody starts in the business and they make mistakes, they learn. But one of the things I think that we can say with our vast amount of experience is that everybody that has the Novus FG, you know, label.
Yeah.
Everybody that works here is free to do whatever they want that best, you know, helps that client achieve their objective. Yep. And ultimately, sometimes it's just, look, you're doing okay. You don't need our help.
Yep.
Oftentimes, there's people that say, I really need your help. But the important thing is that is not biased advice.
Yep.
It's advice that we're giving that we truly believe, without anybody pressuring us to deliver advice that's not in your best interest.
That's right. And if you have an advisor where your gut is telling you that you're not sure whose interest that person is looking out for the most, then call us at 833-NOVUS-FG and just get a second opinion.
Yep.
Doesn't cost you anything.
Yep. Well, I think it's we've touched on a lot of things during this show. Probably the main takeaways are there's a lot of choices with Social Security,
right?
And you need to make sure you know what you're doing before you make those decisions.
Yeah, and think of those choices too. You know, if there's 81 different options for Social Security and they start at age 62, you know, and this is what runs through everybody's mind: should I start taking Social Security when I'm 62?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, that's our question. Is we need to talk to you mm-hmm. about what do you want to accomplish? What are your goals? Because depending on what you've done to prepare for yourself up to that point, you may have to start taking Social Security
yep.
at 62.
Yep.
Or maybe you're in a position financially to where you could put it off as long as possible
right.
and let that benefit accumulate as much as possible.
Yep.
You know, we don't know until we actually sit down, we do a review, we you know, try to do an analysis on, or we do a complete analysis on which Social Security option is best for you in terms of the combinations.
Well, let me ask you this, Eric. This all sounds pretty painful. How long does this take to do?
Well, it's a one-page fact finder,
okay.
and you send it in to us, and we can run it through the program, and we'll have an analysis back within a day on what is the best Social Security option for you.
So, folks, it's this is not something that's going to require you to bring in a shoebox worth of information. This is something that is pretty much a one-pager,
mm-hmm.
and we can help and guide you in a very short period of time.
Right. So if you're not sure of when you should be claiming Social Security or which of the 81 different options is best for you and your family, then simply give us a call at 833-NOVUS-FG, and we'll do a complimentary analysis for you.
Perfect. So I think the takeaways here are lots of options with Social Security. If you ask somebody standing on a street corner what you should do and they give you an answer, it may not be the best one for your specific situation. There's lots of different ways to save to supplement Social Security. And it's not only how much you save, but in what fashion you save it and what types of accounts those are in. So as always, give us a call at 833-NOVUS-FG or visit us at novusfg.com. We'd be more than happy to help you. Thanks for listening. Hope to be able to talk to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Insider and our fundamental truths of the safe and secure money system. If you'd like to learn how these principles can be applied to your retirement plan, then just give us a call at 833-NOVUS-FG. That's 833-NOVUS-FG. Or visit us at novusfg.com. Also, tune into our future Financial Insider shows every week, and you'll hear how we explore these fundamental truths in more detail with actual cases that we've experienced. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Insider Show, where Eric, Mark, and Dan share the principles of their safe and secure money system with you. If you would like to learn how these principles can be applied to your financial life, give them a call at 833-NOVUS-FG or visit their website, novusfg.com. Tune into future shows as they expand on the three universal truths of money by sharing with you real-life examples of the safe and secure money system at work for their clients. Enjoy the rest of your day, and remember, at Novus Financial Group, your best interest is our only interest. The content of this radio show is informational and educational and does not constitute financial advice.